Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Good morning. Tzaddikim tell us that Hayyoyist al Akba Omer is called Hilul Rashbi Chasana. Asher Al Kain, the Shabbos prior to Lag BaOmer is like an ufruf. The ruftof, the Rashbi and his gadlus, koiches are nizgala to us. Asher Al Kain, it's muchrich that Chutz Laaretz we're reading Parshas Emor, so there must be a connection between Parshas Emor, the Minei Mizborchin, the Indian of Lag BaOmer. Behektim, there's a famous Rashi in Brachas Daf Dalid. Rashi quotes Yerushalmi in Brachas regarding the inyan of Smichas Geula L'Tfila. So Rashi says, Mi she'ena soymech Geula L'Tfila L'mal Doyme. It's comparable to Havin Shel Melech, someone who loves the king. And he's doyfik, he bangs on the door of the king's mansion. And the king comes out and he sees that he's maflik. He left. He abandoned him. So the king also leaves. Elo yehei odom miskarev HaKadosh Baruch Hu elav umratzeyu b'shvoche b'tishpochas v'kilusin shal yitzias Mitzrayim. And through that he's mekarev the Eibishter. And then he can be devei Yitzrochov. That's smichas geula after mishabeach the Eibishter v'yitzias Mitzrayim. Then you come to tefillah. Asher Al Kain, say this for him, HaKadoshim, the Kodesh Glover and others, that we just celebrated Pesach, Yetzias Mitzrayim, and then we had Kriyas Yamsuf, and you see this idea, right? In Davening we say, V'noslu Yedidim Zmirah Shiras and Shbokhus. The Liebschaft, the friendship, the closeness to the Eibishter is affected through saying the Shiras, Zmirah Shiras and Shbokhus, and Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf. And a year as a din has to be soimech gula l'tfil, you banged Pesach on the door. Kumt ois that avoid of Sfiras HaOmer, one of the central themes of Sfiras HaOmer, is avoid of tfil. Not only because of Pesach, but also we're on our way to Har Sinai. And we're now in the days, which Sforim put it, the days of Derech Eretz, which is called Mola Torah. And every school child knows that Derech Eretz is Gimachri tfil. So Sai Mitzad Pesach and Sai Mitzad Shavuos, Tefillah plays a very, very special role. And based on this, I understand the Gematria that I saw from the recently published Sefer, 2 years ago, from the Tovos Avram Yitzchak Rebbe from Yerushalayim, V'Safartem Lochem, which is Gematria, V'Tairli Beinu La'ov D'cho Be'emes, and what's Avodah Shebelev, it's Tefillah. Mimochras Hashabos, which is Gematria Midas Arachamim, Aleinu is Galguli. And V'Safartem Lechem Mimochras Hashabos is Gematria Vanit Tfilosi L'cha Hashem Eis Rotzoin Elikim B'Rev Chazdech. So it's in other words, it's a Tkufa Sfiras HaOmer, but generally all 49 days, one of the themes of Sfiras HaOmer is Avodas HaTfil. How much more so that we're going to enter Matzah Shabbos into the sphere of Hoid, and the Zohar tells us a Baskel cries out that the Tarin are Psichen, that the gates are open during the Midah, the week of Hoid. Alachas kama v'kama yoyim agodol v'akodesh Lag BaOmer, which is specifically connected to Tefillah, because the sphere of Lag BaOmer is Hoid Sheba Hoid. And I've said many, many times, Hoid, like I said, Gemara Brachas, Zubei Sam Migdosh. Kumtes Hoid Sheba Hoid is the Kodesh HaKadoshim in Mokim. And B'vchinas Nefesh, it refers to Aaron, who's Mizbadol Kodesh HaKadoshim, all of the Aaron is to soul what the Kodesh Kadoshim, the Beis HaMikdosh, is to the Chin of Mokim. So the fact that Lag BaOmer is Hoid Sheba Hoid, which is the Kohen Godel, therefore we say in Ruchnis that Bar Yechoi Nimshachta Ashrecho, he's Nimshach with the Shemen HaMishcho, Bar Yechoi BeKodesh Kadoshim, because he took the deepest secrets, the Sharnun from Rabbi Akiva, upon which the Gemara uses the pasuk called Yokor Rosa Einoi, which is Gimatria Bar Yechai BeKodesh HaKadoshim, as we see in this week's parasha, Nezer Mishchos Aleikov Olav, which is Gimatria of Atem Tilium Lechaz Kehanim. In Ruchnias, Rashbi is the Inyan of of the Kohen Gadol. And what do we see in this beginning of this week's parasha about our Kohen Gadol? Umin ha-migdash le-yetze, that he's not mitame, he's nifke from the of tumah, of avelus, of misa. And therefore we say, shemen mishchav. Shemen ha-mishchav is the shemen ha-simcha, same letters. Lago imer's gimatria b'simcha. I said countless times, famous story, that the Satmar Rav was in, went to Tzfas for the earth site of the Arizal, Haim Rachmov, and on the way they went through Meron. I say this every year, right? And the meaning is that when you're in Meron, by the Tzion of Rashbi, you have a tensel afterwards. You sing by Yechui. So Rabbi Shai Asher Zel Margolis, the famous Makubal in Yishalayim, asked him, but usually Hey Of falls out in the 9 days. Could you make a tensel here in the Tzion of Rashbi? To which the Satmar Rav answered by Rashbi is Oiz V'chedva B'mekoyim. Only Simcha. No Avelus. Nifka from Avelus. The Mashkiach of Tevet Asr, Moshe Wilson, the Olguzon Tzayin, added Oiz V'chedva B'mekoyim. Yes, Gimatria. Meron. Teik V'tishko. Meron. A time of the Churban, the Hashvos, the Kedusha of what came through the Kodesh HaKadoshim now goes to the Tzion of the Rashbi. Asher Alki, now I understand the Fizeh, what the Talmud Avram Yitzchak Rebbe says also, that Shikutzis, which is the last of the seven spheres, which is Rosh Hatevis of, hello, you don't have in a Jewish sitter. Shavaseinu, Kabel, Ushmar, Takiseinu, Yudea, Talumis. Yes. Is Gimatria of Shirin Bar Yechoi. In this week's parasha, Ishe Hashem Lechem Alikov Hei Mekrivim is Gimachir Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and therefore it's well known that the Rechayim was Megalit to the Tadik Rami Shav Rosvedorf. This is your side today. Rav is your side. You're all of ear. So he told him 4 hours he sat before davening Shachris Megalit Rosvedorf of Lag BaOmer, and he told him that the Indian of Lag BaOmer is the Sui, the secret of Kabbalah Atfilis, that a Yid could be Poel Gevaldige Yeshuas in davening Lag BaOmer. Kiyodua, that the Simon and Tur plag day of the week of Lag BaOmer is always Purim. Purim is called Apeishigat Nusim Loiza. Purim is like Yom Kippurim, as everyone knows. Hello, by the tzaddikim, they used to vinch on, but you know, like Be'omer, from the Alexander Rebbe and others, used to vinch on. So, the host showing good oiskepoiled. As I can say, you saw Yom Kippur. Right? It was once, one of the Kalina Rebbe's was, they left Meron, and they were going back to Yerushalayim, to whatever, and a chosid was masking himself and gave a Rebbe a kvittel on the way back from Meron, to which the Kalina Rebbe said, after you leave Rashbi, you don't give any more kvittel. You're not masking yourself anymore. And if you do, as a chayyu, you were never in Meron. Because by Rashbi, it's a zikr, a person has a muni, you by Rashbi. Tzadikim said, someone who has a muni in Rashbi, has a chizik from Rashbi, ma'amakodesh baruch hu akol, af Rashbi l'kol, you could be poil givaldige yeshuas, either by being there in Meron, by learning the teirus of Rashbi, by Yechoy, also in Yevishtatkos, as I always say every year. And therefore, Lag BaOmer is a gewaldige day of tefillos. Over this year, I want to be magish when the Kuda, not only stam tefillos, Omer generally, Lag BaOmer befrat, is the avoidah satfilah, over beikar, it's a time to be magish, to avoid the word, the idea of tefillah betzibur. Right? Because you see in Kama v'kama mekumis, in the Torah of Hashem Bechoy, in Zera Kodesh, the importance, the centrality of the concept of tefillah b'tzibur, which is the opposite of the Chof Talit Elef Talmid Rabbi Kiva, who pashalei noguk, there was no eschabris between them, and Rashbi is just the opposite, hilula that Rabbi Shimon b'yachoy is gimatria chaveirim kol Yisroel, the yichud, the unity of all Jewish people. As I've said countless times here, in different contexts, the famous Megala Mukis, tzibur is gimatria rachman. Tzibur is gimatria lehibit oven b'yankim. When 10 Yidin get together and form a tzibur, the Eibishter only sees the good of them. The Tver Shlema famously says, tzibur is Rosh Hatevis, tzadikim, beinanim, virashoim, right? Whatever the Yid may be in and of himself, as we'll soon discuss, in a tzibur, the Gemara says, hein kel kaber lo yimos, the Eibishter is never muyus tefilas haram, the kuyach in a tzibur. Asher Alkein, the Havas Yisrael says, in Parshas Truma, not with the whole Torah. Tefillah b'tzibur is a gematria in makoil esrot. Whenever Yidin, as we'll soon discuss, daven together, that's poil. Tzadikim said, a tzibur could be poil like the greatest of tzadikim in the generation. And therefore he writes elsewhere, like Be'omer, daven Yisrael, that Tfila b'tzibur is gimatria shefa bracha nasloch. Work it out. Dig for tishka. How do I know? Because of Shimon. What's his name? Shimon. Why was Shimon called Shimon? Kishom Hashem kisnu anoichi. The whole name of Shimon is indicative of Kabbalah Satfilis. Asher Alkein say this forum actuation was one of the many, many reasons why mimic b'chol tfutzis Yisrael, like ba'omer you shoot an arrow, a keshes. The Yismach Yisrael and Sukkah says, the Pasuk says, l'lamed es b'nei Yehuda keshes, hine k'suva al sefer ayosh. Sefer ayosh is b'reishis. Where do you see the idea of a keshes in sefer b'reishis? Parash v'yechi. The targum, the Gemara, the Vasra, the targum, the Ungud al Asar, Bitzlusi of Usi, the Chaya Keshe stands for davening. That's what Keshe stands for. Shma kol tfiloseinu, tachlunenu. Right? So that's why Yidden, one of the reasons we shoot an Aries, all the Rebbe's, all the Tishin, always shoot Keshes on, the area Keshes on Lag Ba'omer, to show that Lag Ba'omer is a day of Kabbalah Satfilis. But it's not Stam Epis Tfila only. The Iker, I want, the Nekuda, it's Tfila Dafka B'tzibur. Asha Alkein, Mamish Yumtuk, it's Pele Pili Ploys. That if I want to know where in Chamisha Chumshi Torah will I find the mocker in Torah Shebiksav, that a minyan needs 10 people. Parsh Zemer. V'loi Zechalu is Shem Kochi, v'nik dashti b'sich b'nei Yisrael, v'loi Zechalu is the Gemara and the Megillah. How do you learn Toich Toich? Is the Charaya Dover Shebikdusha needs 10. Asor. And Asher Alke, where will I find, in the Gemara and Brachas, Dav Zayin, when it discusses the Indian of Tfilah B'tzibur, who is the first man the Omer brought down to bring Pasuk? Omer Rab Yoichanan Mishum Rab Shimon Bar Yechoi Unzer Hashmi, right? May Dichsiv Vani Tfilosi L'cha Hashem Eis Rotzen Eimasai Ezen Eis Rotzen B'shosh Rasivar Mispal. Rashbi was the one who underscores Asher Al-Gizib all the Mekubbolim. It's brought in Bar Hetiv in Erechayim and Simon Kuf Chavches of Kotten Gimel, that when a person says Kedusha, Yishimachavim, that he's going to Mekayim, the mitzvah, Sasei, the Raisa, of Nikdashti, Pesach, Pnei Yisrael, which is this week's parsha. Because, and it's in Zohar HaKadosh, the Mokar, the Zohar HaKadosh, which says, that Slusa, the Alma Tzulusa, when people daven together, it's a daven. Or, but Tzulusa, the Yochid, Le'ol, Kameg, Malko, Elo, Bechele, Yatir. The tefillah of an individual, I'm not here to give a musik, right? But when a person davens as an individual, cannot stand, go before the Kisei HaKovid until the Eibishter inspects the tefillah, the Musa tefillah, and the pschusim, or other, otherwise, of the person. And the Zohar therefore said, that's Tratton Pasuk, Pana el tefillah sa'ar, to the individual, the Eibishter looks at it. When it's said in the plural, sasapi, right? The individual is examined. The individual is expendable. When it feels harabim, then it's sure to be accepted. As the Shalom Belzer, Chus Yagin Leinu, famously said, the Pasuk says in Vayetze, V'nes v'shoma kol adorim, v'gol lewis ha'evin me'al pi'aber. When everyone gathers together, then you take the Evan ha'negef away from the Be'er Ma'im Chayim, the Be'er of Yeshua's, and it's the tefillas are zikr niskabel. As it says in Tilim, Pasuk says, V'yefatu b'fiyim ulu b'shoinam yechaz v'loi. Cadet Aber was insincere. Pivalibe weren't shoven. Next pasuk v'urachim yechaperovin. For a tzibur, there's a special kapora that a yochid doesn't have, as the Bezhaner Rav famously says. The pasuk says, "The Eibush is shemayat filas kol peh. Kol peh is gimachir kol." Call 135. When there's a call, when people daven together, then you're sure that feels. As it says in Pasuk, the parashas Baloyischo, ubehakel es a call tisko veloyserim. Whenever you can get together, you mamshich sodim loshent kia veloy tisro and not chas v'shalom fakert. And therefore the Chum Sofer says we asked Avraham Melech asked until him tika in tfilasi kiktiris. What kiktiris? Because Keteres has the Chelmano, which in and of itself has a foul Recheiro, which is a similar Pusha Yisrael. But Tziruv, with the Minyan, it brings out the best in everybody else, and the Keteres is the highest, connection, the highest, what's the word in English? The Chibur to the Eibush, right? And it says in Pasuk, "Vavad the temporal es Hashem likeichem." When there's a tzibur, then uverech eslach mecha, eslach vesvim mecha, vatsiyosim machlam bekerbechem, and other good brachas that yidem bonachayim asui. As the pasuk says, "The cholmokim asher askir shmi, avoy elech, avoy is gimatria." Not very difficult. 10, a minyan. Avoy elech, uverech ticha is gimatria kras sotan. When do you destroy the sotan that can't be mekadosh on your tefillas? When of it, when there's a minyan, kiyudua, it says in pasuk, aruiv avdecha latoiv miloshin taruvis. When there's a mixture, when people daven together, then al yashkuni zedim, the samach mem, the shvarta, whatever, don't have any shlit, any nika in the tefillas. And that's the and that a tefillah which is betzibur. Henkel Kabbal Yimel, it is Aftocha that will bring bracha. That's in the Moshe Rebbe said in Devar Yisrael by the Achei Yosef when there was a famine in the land. So what does the pasuk say? Vayered Achei Yosef Asora Lishbar Bor. How are you able Lishbar Bor to bring Mizayin in the world? Dafka when there is Asor. Dafka when there is a minyan. And for this reason, I often said the Satmar Rav says big arichas in Devar Yisrael. But the Kuda was, a minion is not pshat. He doesn't say these words. I'm just ad-libbing. It's not a bus stop. It's not a bus stop. You got 30 people at a bus stop. Right? They're all going on the same bus. They're all waiting, patient in England. Everyone sits in a queue. Right? Right? People, English people like to queue up. Right? As opposed to Eretz Yisrael ticket. There's a queue from 30, wait. Right? Such gewaltige achtus. Nein. They're all going on the same bus, but everyone's going to a different destination. There's no unity. It's just everyone's farzich. A minyan is not psha, 10 yechidim, or davening for their own peklach. Everyone has peklach. A minyan is psha, there's an achtus that's created. That's why the Arizal famously says that before davening, a yid is mekabel and himself verbally, hareini mekabel alai mitzvah tasei shalahaf l'ach kumich. One of the big schools for Kabbalah Satfilis is to say that before davening. As the Pinchas Korotzer says, a tefillah which is not said b'shem kol Yisrael heisrich kan tefillah. Whereas other tzaddikim, the Skver Rebbe, Yisrael Skver said a similar word. Chazal says a medrash pliyot. Everyone coughs on a particular absi. Why the Yidden daven the enam nenim v'she enam yoidim l'spal b'shem? So normally it's shame when the kavonis and say the shame of I, whatever. The reason why Chachman al-Zan tefillah is not niskabel because the Yidin don't know how to daven b'shem kol Yisrael. With a sense of achdus. Chazal say, Ein tefilosoi shel odom nishmas ela b'beis haknes, says the Gemara Brochus. Not only it's a geographical place, but it's also true it's a Mokum Kodesh. Beis haknesses means a place of asifa, where individuals are merged into a new gather of a tzibur, right? That's when the, if I can't, you see the famous Tefer Shlema. Tefer Shlema says, the Pasuk says, Hashmi eini es koilech. Why? Ki koilech orif. When does the Eibishter listen to a prayer when the tefillahs are orif? Miloshen taruvis. Miloshen ki avdecha oravis anar. When one yid's destiny is inextricably intertwined with another's, then the Eibishter, and otherwise, says the Tefer Shlema elsewhere, if you don't, then his tefillah becomes a get. If a person's into davening for only farzich, right? It's a chilul Hashem, and the pasuk says this speaks partially. It's a chalu Hashem kochi v'nikdashti b'sich b'nei Yisrael means that a yid has to create the kiddush Hashem. We'll soon see how it's affected by davening for other yid and for am kochi. In Beyond, they gave out, I don't know if they still do, but they gave out for years a gillion every Shabbos, Midrash Shabbosai, on davening, which is one of the things the Gemara says, these are chizuk, not talking in davening, and the chul. So they bring there one of the gillionists 15 years ago, Meiridik Avort from the Stefanisher, one of the original children. Meiridik Avort. He says, the three things where the Erkster is besser vid the best. And one of them is, you know, the extra tefillah b'tzibur is better than the best tefillah b'chitz. And the Rinuyim, the Chikover says, that in this generation where we're not whatever, right? The Iker Hagona, the prep, is Dafka, the Indian of Tefillah B'tzibur. And that protects, that's what's needed. I'll tell you two stories. But the Kuyach, incredible. Anyone, probably you remember Wolf Dresner? All of us here in Manchester. In Manchester, when I came from America here, a lot of the old Mishpachas, Vatikis in Manchester came from Brod. I don't know why, but settled in Manchester. So he remembered that when he was a younger man, I don't know what age he moved there, you could tell me, he remembers seeing in the Pincus of Brod, as anyone knows history of the Baal Shem Tov, because Seder used to travel to Brod, with the Chachmei Brod, with the Chaim Sander, and millions of stories. Yehuda was there in Brod. So Baal Shem Tov once entered into the Bais Medrash in Brod, and by this time already there was Shalom, and everyone they realized who the Baal Shem Tov was. So the Rishakol, called the Gabuy, and whatever they asked the Baal Shem Tov to sit by Mizrachvant, by the Chubadika place. What is his name? He Dafka sat somewhere in some unknown place, like some in the middle of nowhere. So after davening, people asked the Rebbe, why didn't you cover the Torah? He said, I'll tell you a Maisa Shavuya. There was once a Yid, years and years before, decades before, a Vassar Treger, water carrier, so the lowest profession, it was the hard, back-breaking, menial work, pace, Kopex, right? Ober, and he was very, very nizer, always never to miss a minute. One day, I hear him in the middle of the winter, and it was snowing, it was ice, it was freezing. For Shteitzer to get to the well, to the bear, they had to break the ice first, and the ice, everything is frozen, and then to trek in the snow. Mamish gefährlich. By the time he finished, it was mamish essential, people needed water in the morning. By the time he finished his rounds early in the morning, by the time he came to shul, they're ready into davening. So he was scared he's going to miss tefillah b'tzibur. Rabbanu Shmuel Esrei with the tzibur. So he decided to hurry up. He had to be mezaris to be able to chap tefillah b'tzibur. Derevayli, he was, you know, when you deal with water, you get wet. But if you're in the winter, and it's much frigid Arctic weather, the wetness, the liquid, the water on his sharval, what do you call it, the sleeve of his garment, got stuck to his skin. Got stuck to his skin. Oh, but hot nishkin sight to sit and wait till it melts in the chvezen, what? Because you can miss davening with a tzibur. He just ripped the garment, the sleeve off, and Nebuch, it was so ingrained in his attached to his skin, it went ganz in verblutig, the ganz in some other stuff. Right? But he davened with a minute. So at that moment, the Baal Shem Tov said, "A ganze lashon shemayim, mesiras nefesh of a yid for tefillah, not to miss one tefillah b'tzibur." Right? It was nigzer on this place. Whenever anyone davens there, it's gavei amokim in this place of mesiras nefesh for tefillah b'tzibur, the haftocha that his tefillahs will be heard. So when the Baal Shem Tov, Ruach HaKodesh, came into the Bais Medrash, he saw the story, right? And he dafka wanted to sit in that place. And Wolf Dresner is that he saw this himself in the Pincus of the Kiel of Brod. I don't know if it's extant, if it exists. I have no idea. Maybe. One story. Another story, I think I may have told you this, I can't remember, many years ago. It was a great tzaddik, the Beis Aaron of Karlin. And he needed a very delicate operation. It was also very nizer in Tefillah B'tzibur. In the afternoon, so the chassidim got together, and they made a mincha, davin mincha, mincha gedel. After the operation, after the mincha, then they put him to sleep. It was a very, you know, complicated operation. And the doctors, the professors told him, minimum of 12 hours he'll sleep afterwards, whatever. Very, very weak after this operation. Our Bechassidim don't leave their Rebbe. So they stood there in the corridor. Eventually the operation was ended. They wheeled the Rebbe back. Our Eschloft. They gave him a lot of anesthesia to have the operation. When Eschloft, they wait an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, four hours post-operation. When they see he's not getting up, so they just stop and admire themselves, and each one went to their house. Epis, like before Ashmiras HaBoikir, like whatever, 4 o'clock in the morning, five, whatever, it's, you know, right before morning. Suddenly he rouses from his sleep, from the operation, and he asks, he had a mashpak, a gabai, right, or Ram Yitzhuk, And he said, it's like Mamish, you know, soon will be Elias Hashach. Is there a minion for Meiriv? So he said, yeah. You know, by the great tzaddikim, I don't know if you've ever seen, they don't daven with everyone. Anyways, no one wants to see a Rebbe when he's in pajamas over there, you know? So he said, yeah, there's a minion. He went to the door, which was between the room where the Rebbe was lying there and recuperating, and the corridor. He said, Kaddish, the Chatzi Kaddish, and Borchu, and the Nocha Kaddish, and Aleinu, with Nocha Kaddish, I'll do fine. Right? There's nobody there. Afterwards, the Rebbe asked him, you ever go into Kalina Bes Medrash? They dive in Kulis of Rokim, you can hear him 5 blocks away. Right? Gunish Gehert. He says, why is it so still? So the Mashpak explained to the Bes Aaron, they don't want to, Rebbe's not well, they don't want to disturb him with Kalina Kulis. Okay, fine. Baruch Hashem, he recuperated, he got better, went back home, and started, the Rabistav again. One day, the Mashpak comes in, Rebbe, when the Rebbe was recuperating, and I said Kaddish mit Borchum, there was no minion. Ober, therefore he asked for Tikkun Tshuva. Davar Shabbatushin is Asor. He said a Kaddish in vain. So the Rebbe, the Bis Aaron, told him, Kalina Rebbe told him, Dischusel dir Beistein Bazeu Babo. Because I was so weak and feeble after the operation, if I knew I was davening Meirav on a minion, it would have been a Shaila Pekuch Nefesh. The Agvas Nefesh would have been so great. Hello? Right? Shaila Pekuch Nefesh. Pekuch Nefesh is Doicha Kol Tergum. Hello? You with me? It's a Mluhir Tika Mais. Halavai, we should hold like Epis Vosavet.
The second story is also in the Pinker. What? The second story.
It's a totally different story. It's in the Kalina's Fund. The Lack the Ring already. It's a very famous story. What's pshat? What is the? That's the introduction. Now, what's the havon shebedover? Okay, I'll tell you two different hesberim for a Pinchas Friedman. One is very, very simple. All right, very simple here today. Nothing deep. What's the kliach of tefillah b'tzibur? The pashtus pshat is. I'm saying it's simple. It's very, very, very deep actually. But I have no time to upflug what I'm saying now. I'll tell you what Pilch Friedman says. The gather of tefillahs, when 10 people davening together, it's not pshat 10 individuals are davening. To use brisker terminology, 10 gavris now become one chefza. It's a chefza of a minyan. The marshal. I mean, there's a thing. The Rogachover says this in a rebuing mekayim b'tzav. B'nei achar b'yitzav engel and gvorish meinah. Many, many writers, a simple writer, Beis of Engel brings, according to the opinion in Zvochim, that if the Bailim bring a korban, and they decide to eat a chutzla, whatever, that the Bailim, not only the Koyim, but even the Bailim could be mefagel, or you say every time, every day, Tomei Shal Shachar, Tomei Shal Ben Arbayim, and some Russia somewhere, whatever, he'll be mafagel, he'll have some machsheves chutz, whatever, and we'll fagel the korban tzibur. Call yourselves no kapara for local Yisrael. That's rubbish. Because there's a korban of a yochid, which you could be mafagel. A korban of a shutfe means to the shutfes. 2 people, 5 people, 1,000 people, 100,000 people. But it's 100,000 yichid. The gather of a tzibur is pshat, it's no longer the bailus of a yochid, it's a gather of a tzibur. So the difference, there's a bittel vis-a-vis a tzibur is different than a shutzis. To put it in simple terms, in your deidik terms, the difference between bittel yovish be yovish, where each thing component retains its own independent identity, but they kiss. Then you got a shayla of what was balu in what, and lach bilach, where it becomes a new metzias. A tzibur is pshat, the individuals lose their own individuality, their identity. And they emerge in a new mitzvah, a new chefta called the tzibur. Asher alken, when the together of a tzibur, but I'll give you an example. 3 people benched in mezamen. And if there are 10 people, you say nevarech elikein. And what if there's 100 people, or 1,000 people, or 10,000 people? Huh? You should, it's Rabbi Akiva says it's the same. who the Rabbi Yosef Glili holds, no, there's a different nusach forever. Why does Rabbi Akiva hold the makel is Baruch Hashem, the more the merrier, Barav Am? Rabbi Akiva holds once there is the same idea, but the Zohar Saranan, the Maral, various forms of Sifrei Machshava say the same idea. Once there's a minion of 10 people, that minion is a representative, a personification, I don't know what the word is in English, of Knesset Yisroel. It symbolizes the Jewish people collectively. Even deeper Kabbalistic, is the Shechinah, which is the mocker of the Shamas Yisroel, is the glue that is me'ached 10 people together. Asher Alken, you understand, even if one of them is a Helman, a person, but my Yetzahara, my Taivis are not your Taivis, and vice versa. Our Chibur is only in Mitzad HaNeshama, Mitzad HaKedusha, not Mitzad the Helman of Shebekol Echad Ve'echad. Asher Alken, when there's a minion, and it's a new Chefza, the Chefza of a minion, the Heinkel Kaber LeYimos, the Abish, it doesn't look at to judge each individual, whatever, right? Now, I know Shimon wanted me to. The emes is in this vort, which is it's mockery from the Ran, from Josh Saran, from Kadmonim. Dr. Shavar speaks in this all over peck rice, all over Tzavos Penech. Look in the Mefenech Tzvunis, Barichus, different types of Arkov, etc. If I had the time, which I don't, you could be mefalpul in this. Naf push naf kiminus la locha. I have no time to elaborate, but a simple one example, just get your brain working and think about it yourself. If you have 10 people davening every minute, what if you don't have 10 people having davening together? You have 6 people. Or if you're a belzer and you pass the Rebbeinu Tam, 7 people. Right? Ruba, which is Nikeres. Make a min. Is that called tefillah b'tzibur? Everyone agrees, 7 people, 6 or 7 people could daven and 3 people listen in, yeah? Pshat is when there's 6 or 7 the roiv. It's a ruba mitoich kuloi. Asher alkein, you're allowed to say dvorim shebikdusha, kadish borchu, whatever. Kedusha. Or does it have, do we ever discuss this here? Did I ever talk about it? Or but it doesn't have a din of tefillah b'tzibur. Or you say it's also tefillah b'tzibur. Are you with me? It's a famous shtikel teira. There's a Yerus Moshe. There's a Baruch Rav Zilber and Chayot. A whole lumdus in it. Rayas from Rans, from a Ramban. It's a ganze lumdus. Which all there's a Birka Shmuel from a Baruch Baron. Yevamis brings Reb Chaim. It depends whether the chiyuv of a minion, vis-a-vis tefillah b'tzibur, vis-a-vis Megillah, vis-a-vis Baruch, is a chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah, is a chiyuv of every yochid, or the chalois chiyuv. It's a ganze lumdus. Think, work it out yourself. When you have a minion, a shir, you don't say Rubik Akuli. Hello? Anyone out there? You with me? No one ever said if you ate the half a gazayas, you're going to get 3/4 of a gazayas, you'll get malchus with Rubik Akuli. Or you could eat, that's ridiculous. You do. So it depends what the chiv is. I can't tell this in it. But this is a vort, and it's negated to this what I just said. No. It depends what the chiv. Okay. 100 other nafkiminas, but I'm just tickling your brain cells. Work it out yourself. Or the nakuda here is, on one level, you lose your individuality. On the other hand, right? What is the maila of a minion? Why the Gemara says, when the Eibishter comes to a shul, and he sees it's not a minion, he's koyus, and he says, madua bossi vein ish karasi vein ish. Why is a minion made of 10? Because there are 10 spheres, 10 mamoris, through which the Eibishter created the world, basar mamoris, which reflect the 10 midas of HaKadosh Baruch. And every Jew in the minyan becomes a tziner, through which the Shefa, this is the Eibush, is constantly recreating the world. So through everyone there, you bring down the pipeline, the conduit, to bring down the Shefa to the world. That's the tziner of all brachos. So there's a vort, the Atara Svi, this is a Trevor, brings a very, very deep vort. He brings B'Shem his Rebbe, one of his Rebbes, the way of Yisrael, the Abderuf, from Yisrael Pralaft. It's very different. B'Shem Madua Bossi Ve'inish is, anthropomorphically speaking, that's English. Does the Eibishter have the tchunis of a person? Does the Eibishter have in the essence, does he have any midas, chesed, gvur, teferet, tetzachot? No, he's a bubble. So he's not an ish. Lo ish kel, pasuk says. I, the pasuk says that he saw kim, on the kisei, kimare demus odom. The essence, the Eibishter's midas, by definition, is mushal for midas. When the Eibishter is metzamsim and he's interacting with the world, we say chesed represents, anthropomorphically speaking, as a metaphor, the right hand, and gevurah is the left hand, and the tiferes is das. Let me, I just say pasach aliyo. You don't say pasach aliyo, and Erev Shabbos after hoy. You with me? So how does the Eibishter metzamsim himself to interact, to communicate with the world, when he assumes this guise anthropomorphically of ish? When midah connected midah, when a Jew acts appropriately, if you act with chesed, so the Eibishter, as Reb Chaim Voloshner says, Nefesh Chaim, or the Maggid said it, the way you act, then Hashem Tzilcha, he's your shadow. As you, yeah. Therefore, when a person doesn't have this eschabros with other Yidden, so you're left with 10 individuals, not a minion, right? Then you don't have the pipeline through which the Eibishter is mashpia, is mechadish the world, right? Therefore, the Eibishter cries out, Madua Bosi Vleish, throwing himself. That he's not mitzvah to himself to interact with the world. You're aloof. What did the famous Marv Hashamish in last week's parasha say? Name of Melech Vajensk. Kedushim to you, parasha number Hakil. It says in Pulsar, Im Yisosar Ish b'mistorim, Va'ani le'er enenu Mashem, not as a question, but as b'nichus. You want to sit in your cave? Sit in your cave. The Eibishter will also sit in his cave. He acts where you act. Kedush is found in unity, in a kol. The Nachtifa Vort, he says, we know the famous story in the beginning of Brachos, when Rabbi Yossi went into the Churban Mechurbas Yerushalayim and he heard the Baskel cry out, right? Yeah, right? What the Baskel, which said, what? And Elio Anovi tells Rabbi Yossi, not only this time, whenever Yidin say Yehi Shmei Rabba, right? He says, what's that at this moment, Yehi Shmei Rabba? What does Yehi Shmei Rabba mean? Tosfos and Brachos brings the Machzor Vitri. Yehi Shmei Rabba. When Bezman HaGolos, right? Ki Yodol Keis Yudkei, and the shame of Hashem is not full, not complete. We pray that Yizgadol V'Yizgad, the Shmei, Shem Yudkei, should be Nishlam in the world. And without it, you only have a Yudkei with no Vovkei. I've told you many, many times by the way, even though Tosfos is Doicha, the Arizal holds this brat. What's that Yudkei and Vovkei? Yudkei is the way things are in Shemayim. The Yisroch Meisha famous, what's the Tzidur Shem Avaya of the month of Nisan? Yisroch HaShemayim, Yudkei, V'Sagel Ha'aretz, Vovkei. Amalek has no problem if the Eibishter is just in heaven somewhere, in Elam Atzilus. Abinisht, he doesn't get into my bedroom, into my kitchen, into my bedroom, my boardroom, into my business. As long as he's there and I'm there, he's happy with 10 p on the pound. I lost it up. I could do what I want, live a half kiddig a life. The ikr of Yiddishkeit is to mechaber shemayim v'oretz, to be a shutvis with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, to mechaber yudkei and the vovkei v'sog el oretz. And that's the cry of a Jew, yizgadal v'yizgadash, with the yudkei should be instead of the vovkei. What's the gematria of vovkei? 11. How many letters are there in Yizgadol V'Yizgadash? 11. What is 11? That's the keturis, the kesher, with the chelbina that it should be in Yizgadol in the world. Now I understand the Ben Ishchai says in the Sefer Benayo, Madua Bosi V'Leinish, Ish is also Rosh Tevis, Omen Yeheshmei. The Eibishter wants that a Yid should be mechaber. The Vavke, to bring the Eibishter down. How do you do so? How does the Eibishter Kvayochel assume Ish? How is that done? When one Yid cares about another Yid. That's the concept of a Tzibra. It's a central theme of Lag BaOmer. Of Avoy the Tfila B'Tzibur, which is Gimach Rachman, of the Yankiv. I'll leave you with a story. I've said it over in my Seder. This story, one of the new Haggadahs that I printed from Rav Tosik, and Shalai. Maybe you can ask. In my Seder, most Seders, I think, you open up with Hei Lachmanya. Ditzrich, Yitzvich, you know. Hospitality, Orchim applies 24/7. Applies Shabbos, especially Yom Tov, Sukkis. That's pestafka by the Seder. Says a Moirid Gemais. The vision of the Rebbe is a Lunsein from Bnei Brak. He happened to be in Yishalayim, and he went to visit his Shvager, the Bel's Ruf. So he asked him, and he asked him, how come in Bel's, the Yom HaTzolah from the Bel's Ruf, everyone knows the miracles, the books written on it, the stories of the Bel's Ruf, and his brother, the Bulgari Ruf, was saved, miracles, malachim were sent, whatever. In Vishnus also, right? The Dimr Chaim, the present vision of Zayda, he was in a labor camp. He escaped 1 minute to midnight. Afterwards, they rounded up everyone there and they sent him to the camp, the concentration camps. He ran away, he stopped in a cornfield. He once told the Chazon Ish that if I wouldn't have, whatever, afterwards, the Madrega he was holding, when he heard the bullets whizzing past his head all over the place, right? He would have been a tzaddik. Amish kneeled him in the floor. Is how he got across the border to Romania and was saved. How come the visions succeed and don't celebrate Yom HaTzolah of the Dimr Chaim, the visions Rebbe? So the visions Rebbe answered to the Bel's Rebbe. I'm going to read it over. He said, "You don't understand the difference. The Bel's Rebbe came out of the war. Be'erum bechosurko. Actually, his father, when he named him." At his bris, Aaron, he said, he told someone afterwards, the Vel thinks that he was called him Aaron after the Zeder, Aaron Chernobyl. The Emes is he named him after Aaron HaGodol of Karlin, who took upon himself the achrayas of Kal Yisrael, whatever, on his shoulders. And my son will take on the achrayas of Kal Yisrael in the most difficult, dark times. And when his son, Baishal, was a tzaddik, everyone knew that he was and was thrown Lebedig or Haken into a fire, the Belzeruf said, a chesed from Bashefer that I also had a chelik in the Karbonas of Kal Yisrael, never said Kaddish, never said Shiva. He lost everything. Bilgrayol, everyone. So when he came to Eretz Yisrael, and he was there with his chesedim, Sheres Apleita, Udim Mutzol Meish, he was saved, they were saved, they're sitting up, they could have a Yom HaTzolah. The Mechayim, Vishnitz, was saved with him and his whole family, his brother, the Seretz Vishnitzer. They all were saved, each one separately, but they all ended up right in Eretz Yisrael and saved. So how can I sit? How could the Zayda sit by a Chaga a Gula Atola? Right, when the Chassidim at the Brochen and the Shamas over there, they lost everything. But insensitive. So that of the Vort, my wife's elder of the Zayda, because the Gvurka said, the Gemara says in Megillah Daf Chavei, the Talmidim asked Reb Zayda a Meir after Yomim, what special quality? He said, one of the things, me'ulam le'sasti b'tekolos chaver. I didn't rejoice my friend's misfortune, downfall. A cruel achser is sas b'tekolos chaver. I mean, the Gemara says, the pasuk says, bin fol oivcha al tismach. So the Yitzchak Vurk, if you know anything about Yitzchak Vurk, it's Uyun Asvar al-Mishamram. Me'ulam le'sasti at my simcha b'kolos tekolos chaver. I can't rejoice in my own private simcha with a legitimate reason because someone else isn't suffering. I'll tell the famous story. The classes of the Chazon Ish, the Panimish Rav Meinuch. After the war, they brought Yisoyim, and he made a bote office next to the Panimish Yeshiva. So the Sachnut gave them primitive beds. They had no mattress, no pillows, nothing. So he told the Bachram to make Maidulas over Bnei Brak, the Panimish Rav gates. So everyone came out to Leifen. He said, Alumdus. The Gemara says in Kiddushin, Akoina, Evid Ivri, Akoina, Odin Latsmi. Why? Because there's one pillow, you have to give it to the. I think it said in Pataki, Tayvli Imuch. You shouldn't have pas, Noki, and he'll have papas, yeah, and give it. You should be drink Yayin Yosha, and he'll drink Imuch, Tayvli Imuch. Yishalmi says, if there's one pillow, you got to give it to the other. Why up this one pillow to the Eved? The Gemara said in Bab Metzia, two people going in the Midbar, one keeps in Shulmayim, but Beturah said, Rab Adach Yabal Rekiva Limit, the Chechicha Imoch, the Chechicha Koidin. So why not with the Rav and the Eved Ivri, also Chechicha Koidin, Imoch, but Chechicha Koidin. So Pana Hashem said, I'm more yiddig a word, because Yidin Beteva Rachmonim by Shalom Nogam Chasod. And if the Yid knows that someone in his house doesn't have to sleep properly, er ken shlofen. So you're not going to be sleeping anyway. You might as well give the pillow to the other guy.
My shvara elter zayda called the Baruch Tam. So once there was if you know history of Poland in the 1800s, one of the most wealthiest philanthropists, the wealthiest Jewish woman in Poland was called Tamar. In the history, Tamar supported Kotzk and Pshisk and all the Haifa and all the Rebbe that she supported. Tremendously. When you go to Varshan, the Beis Olam, she's buried Mamre Dechtu Rabbonim, an architectural masterpiece, her grave. Very tzedekas. She once arrives in Leipzig, in the house of the Baruch Tam, and she has to speak to the Rav. He's busy, he's learning. Okay, they let her in eventually after a few hours. She wants to arrange a shidduch. She has a son, and she said, I'm willing to support him the rest of his life, for 50 years, 100 years. Money was no option. She supported the whole Poland, all the Rebbes. Right? Right? So Dervaila, there was laughing in the kitchen. The maid, the Mishareses, cracked a joke, and the people were laughing. So the Baruch Tam gave a clap. Yankel Schuster, whatever, is not well? Right? How could you be laughing? So Tom thought, maybe someone in the Mishpacha here in the house? Anything? Mishpacha? Nein. So why can't they laugh? Right? The Shefachayim brings in one of his Chumash Rashi Shurim, I don't know if it's the same story or different, whatever. His father told him that his grandmother once rolled up her sleeve and she showed him a scar. It was the only time that they ever gave corporal punishment, once in his life. When they were laughing, said, Yankel Schuster liegt doch nicht gesund. Und du glust dich lachen? He gave her a frask, and somehow this never left her. And with the sign of Shemayim, always remember that message. Right? So afterwards, Tamral couldn't understand why they can't laugh. Why is he so makbid and anshe basic? Says, okay, getting back to the subject, nu tachlis, b'shidduch. Said, I heard a lot about you. You have a legendary name. You're supporting all of Yiddish and Gewalt. Right? If you don't understand why you can't laugh when another Yid is bitzar, we have nothing to talk about mechutanim shavt. I think the Eibishter also has that attitude. He's a mechutan to somebody who feels someone else's pain. And that's the concept of like ba'umir and tefillah b'tzibur. And the Eibishter will take a health and we should, everything now, in every kav, we spoke last week about Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasodim, in every kav, when it's done b'tzibur, yema'ir rachmim, yema'ir d'schutzav, rab shirim b'yachoy, what are the last words he said? Kisham, tziva, vayas, abroch, achayim. We didn't say that, it finished that oil. But it should be by us, the taka, we should ma'ir the rachmim, he should be megin ba'deinu, all the in the schutz of Rashim Bayakhoi, the Khavirim, the Lulu of Rashim Bayakhoi, Khavirim called Yeso, she was like that everyone should get all they need, the Bona Chaim is in.